In less than 2 weeks, the first round of the French presidential election will take place. This means that, like every 5 years, French citizens above 18 will go to the polling stations on Sunday, 10th of April, where they will insert the name of one candidate in an envelope before placing it in the ballot box. At this moment, you'll hear, "A voter!" And this will be it. This vote will officially be recorded. Following the counting of all ballots, the name of two candidates having obtained the highest scores will be publicly announced, usually at 8 p.m. Then, exactly 2 weeks after the first round, the second round will occur on the 24th of April, 2022. At the end of the day, the candidate having obtained the most votes will be declared as the new French president. Clearly, the French presidential system is not rocket science. So how is it possible that every media in France is talking about it 24/7? Well, this is because trying to know exactly who will become the future president of France is a thing that drives French people up the wall. And as non-French, you are probably very interested in having a non-partisan explanation of the situation and unraveling the truth from falsehood. So, stay with me, fake news, polemics, and headlines, decoding the French presidential election in 20 minutes. First of all, who are the candidates? Before the 18th of March 2022, there were 35 people who declared themselves as candidates for the French presidential election. And yes, that is a lot. But what you need to understand is that to be officially recognized as a candidate, you need to receive 500 signatures from French elected representatives, and the deadline for that was the 18th of March. To keep things simple, I will only present the six candidates that have the highest chance of progressing to the next round by relying on the forecast published by the English newspaper The Economist. So, let's dive into it. First of all, let me start with the candidate at the bottom of the list, Yannick Jadot. Jadot is a 54-year-old candidate representing the Green Party Europe Écologique Les Verts. After having been active for Greenpeace, Jadot has been a European deputy since 2009 and presents himself today as an activist that has been fighting since the beginning against injustice and for the respect of our planet. As a president of the climate, Jadot has made climate change a national presidential priority and thus proposes a project that mainly revolves around ecology with the goal of reducing France's carbon footprint by 55% by 2030 and achieving carbon neutrality by 2050. His key measures include, first, imposing an ecological bonus malus tax that would be accompanied by a return of a solidarity tax for over 10 million euro wealth based on their involvement in the ecological transition. Second, investing 10 billion euros per year in the thermal renovation of housing. Third, launching an investment plan of 5 billion euros in public transportation. Fourth, getting France out of industrial livestock in the next 10 years maximum. Fifth, reducing the working time to have 32 hours a week or 4 days per week, up to the citizen to choose. And last but not least, including strict conditions concerning human, environmental, and social rights in every international trade agreement. Then we have the candidate that should finish in fifth place during the first round, and that is Valérie Pécresse. Pécresse is a 55-year-old candidate representing the right party, Les Républicains, because she won her party's primaries in 2021. If we look at her background, Pécresse entered the political arena in 1997 along Jacques Chirac, and then held various positions in politics, notably as deputy and then minister in charge of the budget under Sarkozy. Today, and since her victory in the regional elections of 2015, she is the president of the L'Île-de-France region. Candidate running for the presidential, she likes to present herself as one-third Thatcher for her righteous and liberal reforms, and two-third Merkel for her stature. In reality, Pécresse is a candidate that seems determined to enforce measures that are rather right conservative and economically liberal. She wants to, quote, bring back order and liberate the purchasing power. Her key measures include 16,000 recruitments in the judicial system to reduce trial delays and ensure zero impunity, while enforcing minimum sentences of 1 year for all aggression against public authorities such as security forces and teachers. Second, she wants to introduce new immigration quotas based on occupation and by country, and also end the automatic birthright citizenship. Third, 10% increase in net wages, tax cuts on overtime pay, and conversion of RTT into wages and lower taxes. Fourth, 15 hours of mandatory activity per week for any beneficiary of HAR. Fifth, universal and upgraded family allowances paid from the first child. And last but not least, 120 billion euros allocated for the ecological transition thanks to the Green Book. The next candidate who is currently polled in fourth position is Eric Zemmour. Zemmour is a 63-year-old candidate representing his own extreme right party, Reconquête. After a career in print media where he wrote political columns in the right, conservative, and liberal newspaper Le Figaro, he wrote many books and became a debater, polemicist, and editorialist in the audiovisual industry. It is with these polemic and radical comments that he gained notoriety, especially between 2019 and 2021 as he directed his own show on the French equivalent of Fox News, CNews. Today, Zemmour represents the far extreme right, defending a right conservatism, an internal liberalism, and economic protectionism at the border. Zemmour likes to present himself as the president that will save France, insisting on the fact that there is an urgent need to intervene to prevent le grand remplacement, an extreme right theory stating that there is in France a process of substitution of the French people by a non-European population, mainly coming from sub-Saharan Africa and Maghreb, that will lead to a change of civilization if nothing is done to stop it. A big part of Zemmour's program therefore addresses identity, education, and independence, but not only. His key measures include, first, the takeover of migration policy with a net reduction of immigration, the limitation of the right to asylum, a strict selection of foreign students, and the end of the automatic birthright citizenship. Second, he proposes major reforms for the education system with an end to the Collège Unique, meaning that students will no longer have the same classes in school, but be sorted by their level. Third, he introduces a politics of reindustrialization with tax cuts on production and importation, the softening of EU competition laws, and the removal of the right of succession. Fourth, he wants to reevaluate purchasing power with an increase in net wages for low-income workers and increasing payments for overtime hours. Fifth, the development of the nuclear sector, with the opening of 14 EPR reactors by 2050 and the outlawing of wind turbines. And last but not least, the rethinking of the French position in the international order with the idea of preserving the independence of France by renegotiating the EU treaty about immigration, leaving NATO, and reshaping the relations with China, the US, and Africa. The next candidate who is currently polled in a third position at the gates of the second round is Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Mélenchon is a 70-year-old candidate representing his own extreme left party, La France Insoumise. After a career in the left spectrum of French politics as a city councillor, senator, minister for vocational education under Jospin, European deputy between 2009 and 2018, he was until 2021 deputy and president of his party in the National Assembly. Today, Mélenchon represents the extreme left, defending a republican socialism and anti-liberal framework of a citizens' revolution that he wants to conduct to transform France for the general interest of its society. Finally, Mélenchon is also concerned about the environment and aims at enforcing an environmental planning. In short, Mélenchon proposes a program that mainly revolves around a transformation of the French Republic and major social and ecological reforms. His key measures include the creation of a Sixth Republic with a new constitution to put an end to what he calls the presidential monarchy, meaning the fact that the president concentrates a lot of the power, preventing greater intervention from the people. Second, the organization of the state to serve the ecological planning aiming at 100% renewable energy by 2050, the development of ecological public transportation, organic canteens, and a zero-waste France. Third, eliminating poverty thanks to the creation of new jobs, a professional social security, the increase of wages, and especially the establishment of a universal basic income of 1,063 euro to guarantee money to anyone, including young who are detached from their parental tax households. Fourth, reinstating retirement at 60 years old and immediately creating a 35-hour work week. Fifth, achieving gender equality with the mandatory parity in every institution and the adoption of concrete laws against sexism and violence against women. And last but not least, redefining France's position at the international level by rejecting free trade and moving to ecological protectionism and economic cooperation by starting to disobey the norms that are incompatible with France's environmental and social commitments. The candidate who, like in 2017, is polled in second place in the presidential election is Marine Le Pen. Le Pen is a 53-year-old candidate representing her own extreme right party, the Rassemblement National. After a career in the extreme right spectrum of French politics as city and regional councillor, European deputy, and co-president of her party in the EU Parliament, she was until 2021 departmental councillor. Today, Le Pen represents the extreme right, defending conservative traditions and sovereignty. Le Pen insists on the need to control immigration and to put an end to Islamist ideologies, making security a national priority. Economically, she adopts rather social measures and is firmly opposed to free trade, defending a reasoned protectionism to enforce national preference. In short, Le Pen proposes a program that mainly revolves around security and national sovereignty. Her key measures include, first, taking back control over immigration, using a referendum that would be submitted to the French people. It would notably include the end of family reunification, the systematic deportation of illegal immigrants and any foreign offenders, the suppression of the citizenship birthright, and limited access to nationality through naturalization based on merit and assimilation. Second, she wants to reinforce national security with the restoration of minimum sentences, the establishment of a presumption of self-defense for the security forces, and the removal of the possibility to reduce sentences. Third, she wants to abandon wind projects, relaunch the nuclear and hydroelectric sector, invest in the hydrogen sector, and leave the EU electricity market to reduce the VAT on energies from 20% to 5.5%. In the economic sector, she wants to implement economic patriotism, meaning the reindustrialization of France with the renegotiation of free trade agreements, prioritization given to SMEs for public procurement, and the abolishment of the business property tax that hurts small businesses and SMEs. Fifth, she wants to address the youth by creating a monthly training check of about 200 euros, exempting everyone under 30 from the income tax, and the suppression of corporate tax for entrepreneurs under 30 during the first 5 years, and finally, also building 100,000 new student housing units. Sixth, she's talking about family, in particular creating a 0% loan system for young French families, eliminating direct inheritance taxes for modest and middle-class families, and finally increasing the minimum old wage pension to 1,000 euros per month. Finally, the candidate who is currently polled as the winner of the 2022 French presidential elections is the current president, Emmanuel Macron. Macron is a 44-year-old candidate representing his own neither left, neither right party, En Marche. After a career in investment banking, Macron joined the political scene as assistant to Hollande's cabinet and then minister of the economy, industry, and digitalization. He gained popularity when he took distance from Hollande and created his own political party in 2016, which will make him the winner of the 2017 presidential election. Today, Macron stands for re-election, defending a five-year run marked by significant crises. As candidate, he is addressing issues along three main axes: a new social contract with a united society, a nation stronger and more economically independent, and a renewed Republican pact with the reaffirmation of rights coming with duties. More broadly, Macron proposes a program that boldly stands against extremist movements with a willingness to undertake projects to address crises and new ecological, technological, and democratic crises. His key measures include the reform of retirement with a statutory retirement age extended to 65 years old. Second, the automatic payment of social assistance to 20 million people. Third, he has the goal of achieving full employment with the transformation of the HAR, fixing it to an obligation to devote 15 to 20 hours per week to an activity facilitating occupational integration. Fourth, he wants to address treating inequalities with reforms to push for gender equality, with reforms to enforce equal pay, support for single parent families, and improving women's health. Fifth, he wants to reach energy independence with the construction of 6 nuclear reactors, 50 wind farms, and the creation of French channels of wind and solar energy, and ultimately also reform the EU price for electricity. Sixth, last but not least, he has a project to reform the health sector with the relocation of medical production to France and a plan to fight against medical deserts thanks to massive recruitment of nurses, new outside-the-walls hospitals, and the development of teleconsultation. So hopefully this podcast helps you better understand the different candidates, their projects and ambitions for France, and their visions of the world. Of course, choosing only 6 measures for each candidate is a hard task that I tried to execute as neutrally and fairly as possible. Yet, note that I am still human, and also I had a limitation of time. However, if you really want to understand the full program of a specific candidate, I recommend you go directly to the official websites of each candidate. Another good resource is the Instagram account named Le Scrutin, which is a student initiative launched by some Sciences Po students that is really intuitive and straightforward and does a great job of synthesizing ideas of each candidate as well as the modalities to vote. Finally, my last advice would be to download the application called Elise, which is basically a Tinder for presidential elections. You just have to swipe to the right or to the left according to whether you like or agree with the proposition or not. And after that, after having swiped several times, the app will indicate a trend, which may help you understand which candidate best represents your ideas, values, and the projects that you would like France to undertake. I leave you on that note. Thanks for listening, and I'll come back soon with a new podcast with the Sandal Press.